Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to third. Lynch moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Lynch moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Purkey covering, for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple now playing first base. George Crow now playing second base. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Temple catches it and throws to Crow, who tags Thompson for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Temple now playing second base. George Crow now playing first base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0-for-1 in the game. Perky takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Perky moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Perky moves to third. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perky scores. Temple scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hoke moves to second. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Bill Henry now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Purkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Long catches it and throws to Taylor, who tags Purkey for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. L. Tap now catching. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixes. The throw from Tap and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing right field. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko strikes out. One out. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi pinch runs for Pete Wisenant. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Mixes. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.